We're on the bottom of Chof Dejum at Aleph. Akol HaMeshim Kula Madchem Mitasho Harezem Meshubach. By every funeral, if you delay the funeral to give people a chance to come, that's okay. If you hurry up the funeral to bury the person quickly, that's fine. By a father or mother, you have to give time for people to come, so you can delay the funeral. It doesn't mean to delay it days, it means in the daytime. If you do it in the morning, or do it in the afternoon, or whatever. Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, Harezim Meshubach, even by father or mother, it's better to make a levaya in the morning than to leave it to the afternoon. Sheino Osa, the covered of the imo. Because there you're doing it with covered of the imo, that people shouldn't be mechal Shabbos or whatever, and should be able to prepare for Shabbos. Rashi, Madchem Itasu Memayer Lo Tzio. Al Kol HaNeisim Kulan Rotsa Memayit Ba'asokav Rotsa Eino Memayit. All Mason, if you want to, you can be Memayit. Asokav over here either means Malacha, that's Dover Ha'aved, which is really mutter to do, but you decide you don't want to do it. And or you want to do it, or it's talking about schora. Some rishonim hold that the only thing that's usher during avelus is malacha, but to do business, that's okay. So therefore, by all the mason, if you want to get involved in business, you can. But by all of the imo, all of the alimo memayit, there for sure you're memayit b'schora. Even the things that are mutter, whether schora according to those who say it's mutter, or Dover Ha'ovid, which is Mutter, you're Memayit anyway by Avimah. Akol HaMeisim, Kulam Rotsa Choleitz, Rotsa Eino Choleitz. All the Meisim, they used to have the minig of burying their shoulders, besides the Kriya. They used to tear the, you didn't have to tear it, they just had to uncover their shoulder. It was a way of showing Avelus before the Kvura. Al Avimah Choleitz, but by father and mother you have to do it. There was a Godel Ador whose father died, and he wanted to uncover his shoulder. And another Godel wanted to do it as covet for him. The Nimdan, the first one, didn't do it, the Lo Cholatz, because of the covet of the other one. It wouldn't be covet for the other one to do it. So we hear from here, see from here, that it's not covet for the person to do it, you're putter from doing it. The Mela, Bizman Hazeh, we don't do that. For one or two reasons. Either because we live amongst Goyim and it would look ridiculous to uncover your shoulder, and we don't do things that, that's not a covet for the nifter anymore if it looks ridiculous. Same reason we don't turn over the beds, because it looks ridiculous. We don't do atifa. So things that look ridiculous are not a covet for the nifter. And secondly, because it says over here that if it's not a covet for the person who's doing it, in Bizman Hazeh, it's not covered for anybody to uncover their shoulders like that, Barab. Omra Baya, Godel Hador Rebbe. Who was this Godel Hador whose father died? Was Rebbe. Godel Hador Shi'imo, Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha. And the other Godel who wanted to empathize with him and do the same thing, and then therefore Rebbe held that he's not going to do it in order not to cause this other Godel shame. So that was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. The Ika Diamrei, Godel Hador Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Godel Hador Shi'imo Rebbe. It was the opposite. It was Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov's father who died, and Rebbe was the one who wanted to empathize with him. So Mar says, Bishlam Alaman Diamra Godel Hador Shi'imo Rebbe, Hainu Dinimna Velocholat. If Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov was the Godel, and Rebbe was the one who wanted to do it also, he could understand why Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov refrained from doing it, that Rebbe shouldn't have to do it too. Elaman Yom Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, the Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha was the Godel Imo, and Rebbe was the one whose father was died. Amay Nimna Velocholash, Rav Shimon Gamliel Nosi Avi. Rebbe's father was Rav Shimon Gamliel, who was a Nosi. So everybody has to be Cholitz on the Nosi. The Kuli Alm Mechayv Lemichlots. By a Nosi, everybody has to do it. So he wasn't only doing it out covered for Rebbe, he was doing it because the Nosi died. So Meir Lemur says Kasha, in Achanami. According to that Gears, it's a Kasha. Rotsa Cholech Ksefo, if you want to, you can uncover your shoulder. The Nimna Ha'ovel V'lo Cholatz, the one who was an Ovel didn't do it. Yishim Kovet Godel Hador She'imo Shebikesh Lachlots Kamhu. Because it wasn't Kovet for the other Godel to do it, and therefore the first one didn't do it either. So you, again, they bring a raya from here. You see, it's not something you have to do. It depends on the kovet. So the nele bisman hazeh, it's not a kovet for anybody. El man diomer godol hador sheim or Reb Yaakov a Rebbe who avel. Right, his father was Reb Shimon Gamliel, was a nasi. So why wasn't the godol sheim or Reb Acha chayif licholis anyway? Akol ha-meisim kulam mistaper la'achar lamed yom. By all other meisim, the avelus ends at 30 days, and you can take a haircut. Alav v'alimo chigaru bo chadera. But by of the imo, it extends throughout the 12 months till the chaverim say that your hair is too long. And the Ramos says if there's no chaverim to say anything, then this time is about 3 months. It's shaila whether after that time, right, if it's after shloshim, then you can take a regular haircut. Or maybe not. Maybe you need till the 12 months is up, each time another 3 months or another time till, we usually say that the Ga'ara is twice the amount of time that you normally take a haircut. That's Ga'ara. So it takes a haircut every month, so 2 months. Right? And then you get somebody to tell you that it looks bad. And that's how we're knowing. We're knowing that it goes throughout the 12 months and you need constantly a Zman Ga'ara. Okay, there's also another Shaila, whether after 30 days a yontif comes. Does the yontif take the place of Ge'ara or no? Since the halach is Ge'ara, the yontif doesn't take away that, and you can't take a haircut for yontif either. Okay. Achigar Rashi Bochaverov Shikar Gidl Pera Yosim Vai. Doesn't look nice. Too much hair. Okay. Alkol HaNeisim Kula Nichnas L'Beis HaSim Chol Acher Lamed Yom. All other mason, the shloshim, ends the avelis and can go to a beis ha-simcha. But father and mother, you can't go to a beis ha-simcha until after 12 months. Omer Rav Barachanu, the simchas mareus. This is talking about a simchas mareus. It's not talking about what's it called, a chasen or whatever. It's talking about a meal that people have together. That's what's awesome. Meishveil, the simchas mareus, lamed yom. Only 30 days of Simchas Mareis. Kasher. Okay, a Meimer Masni Hochit. So a Meimer learns it differently. Omer Rabbar Chano, the Simchas Mareis mutuli konis la'auter. Simchas Mareis, you're allowed to go immediately, even within 30 days. Aiva Hatani, the Simcha Shloshim, ul Mareis Shloshim. It says Simcha and Mareis, two different things. Simcha means Simcha Shom Mitzvah, like a chasana, and Mareis means Stama Simcha. Lokasha, Habarishusa, Habapuranusa. If it's the original simcha, you're invited to a simcha for the first time. So then you can't go during shloshim. But if you're paying back the simcha, in other words, you invited somebody and now they have the chiyuv to invite you again. So it's part of the etiquette. So if you're going on the payback, then you can go even during shloshim. She. Omar Rabba, Chod Tanya Nichnas L'Beis HaSimcha L'Acher Lamed Yom, the Simchas Mareis. That which you're allowed to go after 30 days is only Simchas Mareis. Suda Sha'osim Reim Ba'oavim Zem Zem. The Lohavi Simcha Kokach. Not such a big Simcha like a Chasim. It's just a Simcha, friendship Simcha. Aval Suda the Simcha Kogon Nisuin Lo. Ho Bar Isusa Ho Bepuranusa Arisa Hainu Shemaschil Echad Mehem Laso Suda. Somebody made the first Chasim. So then, umalava lekulam kadeshiyasu gam heim nomikach, and he what's it called loans to the others, the suda, that they should be able to do. Also suda eno nichnas. For the first time, you don't go ad la'achr shloshim, to after shloshim. Ava puranusa, over here puranusa means payback, like lifroa. Shemeshalim lahem suda shenasu lo yikanish lauter. If it's a payback suda that they did for him, now he's doing for them, then they can go for the payback suda. Shef shalosh shalosh shalom. Okay. So then he has to pay them back. He owes them to go to their simcha. They came to his simcha. Tosha says a long thing over here. What kind of simcha is ushered by an avil? It's clear that a simcha chas on the kala is the worst, because that's real simcha. That you're not allowed to go. Tosha says if you don't eat the meal, you could go. Most posts can hold that even if you don't go to the meal, you can't be there. Bishas the meal. Some people hold if you're there as a mishamish or whatever, you could go. We're not so mechandat except for close relatives. Sam to go to a wedding and be a waiter is awesome. Also, the Simchas Mereyes, it says, is Thama, Suda Mereyes. There's place to be Mekel. But it says to Shloshim, you don't go to Simchas Mereyes either. So that means Suda that people make special for Mereyes. But Shabbos and Yontif, there were Mekel that people can go and eat by other people Shabbos and Yontif, not during the week. Then there's a middle thing, which they don't speak about. The middle thing is where it's a mitzvah and it's not simcha, like a bris, a siyum, pidyon aben. Those things, there's no special simcha, but there's a mitzvah. So it's not simchas mereyes, where it's not simcha, but it's not a mitzvah. It's not a chasna, where even though it's a mitzvah, it's a tremendous simcha. It's somewhere in between. So many poskim hold that if it's a mitzvah and there's no specific simcha, you could go even to the suda. A suda's bris, a suda's pidyon aben, a suda's siyum. Bar mitzvah. Others hold no, as long as no music there. But talking just like the Suda. Others hold no, even those things are aser, and we're no hate that you can go to the thing as long as you don't eat. There we're makel that as long as you don't eat, like Tosu says, since there's shitas that hold you're allowed to eat in those things. There we're no hate that you could go as long as you don't eat, as long as there's no music. And a siyum, there's even a bigger thing, it says a Suda siyum, people hold it tchlal no simcha per se, and it's a mitzvah. That an oval can go to a scene. Okay, let's go on. I'll call a mason kulam korea tefach. By all the mason, all you have to tear is a tefach, and you shouldn't tear more because it's baltashkis. But by avvimo, you have to tear down till it's opposite your heart. Not that you have to see your heart. Obviously, you can't see your heart. Right? But even you don't have to see that part of your body because you don't have to tear your underclothing. But it means that the tear should go down until it's opposite the heart. From the place you're tearing down is more than a tefach. Till that part of your chest, you have to tear it down till the heart. Omra vavo mikro, vayichazik dovid bibigoda, vayichoring. Ve'inachiz apochos mtefach. How do you know that the minimal of kriya is a tefach? Because it says he held on to his beggar and tore them, and holding on is a tefach. Other masons, you're wearing 10 different begodim. You have a jacket and a shirt or whatever. You only tear the top one. But by other the imo, you have to tear all the begodim that you don't just wear for sweat, like underclothing, or begodim you only wear for cold, like a winter coat. Any begotten that you normally wear inside and outside, a jacket, a shirt, you have to tear. Vafe kursuso enoma kevis. Rashi, vafe kursuso sha'al rosho enoma kevis. Kolomer eno tzorech lekora. But a hat, you don't have to tear your hat. Right? Or what's it called? A thing you wear around your head, a sudr. You don't have to tear. Echad ho ish vechad isha. Right, both men and women have to tear. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer Ha'isha Korasas Atachton U'Marzirosu La'Chorav V'Choseres V'Koras Ha'Elyon. A woman tears the bottom beged first, and then she turns it around. So now it's what's it called? It's complete where she's wearing. She's wearing it backwards, and then she tears the top one. So the two tears aren't one after the other. So you can see either her skin or her underclothing, which is not so new. By all the mason you can tear around the neckline and just increase the neckline. So it looks like, it doesn't look like it's torn, it just looks like the neckline has been extended. By father and mother you have to tear opposite, not outside the neckline. So you can see that it's a separate tear. No, any kriya that just is in the neckline and it just makes the neckline bigger, that's no kriya, even by Shar Krogan. So we always tear not in the place where the neck is or the opening is, but we tear in a place where it looks like it's torn. It's not just the extension of the open part of the beged. Rashi. Echad ish vechad isha chayavim lekroa ha'isha shemei sovia o ima koras cholik hatachton mishum tznias, because by other krovim you only have to tear the upper one. It doesn't apply. But if by a woman whose father or mother dies, she has to tear all the begotten till her underclothing. So she tears the bottom one first, turns it around, and then the top one. We're knowing that the woman tears. Usually she's not wearing more than one thing. She's wearing a blouse. So she tears the blouse. Some hold that she should tear it at home, not in front of people. And others, they tear the kriya by the beis halavayos, and they pin it up immediately. Umazeres hakera lachoreha, v'chozeres v'korasa elyon, v'hatachta mechasa liba. Rotsa mavdu kami sofa, she'eno b'sofa shlifnei atzavar, ela kami sofa, shlifnei atzavar, she'eno krua. The korea tachtea k'deishya nira hakera. By Ovi the Emo, by Sharkrov, and if you want to tear by the neckline, you can do that, or next to the neckline. By Ovi the Emo, you have to tear next to the neckline, not in the neckline. Rotsa Eno Mavdil, Ela Korea, Shol Beis HaTzavar, Afagav, the Eno Nir HaKera, the Chol Beis HaTzavar. Looks like you just extended the hole for your neck. Al Ovi the Emo Mavdil, but by Ovi the Emo, Kamei Sofa, Kadeshia Nir HaKera. By then you have to tear next to the neckline so it looks like it's torn. Kereshal tifla, kolomar liyotzite kriya. And the halacha is you're not yotzite kriya if you tear just by the neckline. And any mace. Kolomar liyotzite kriya, lefi the nearer the base of tzabar who I call, looks like you just extended the neckline. Okay. Omar of Avo, my time with Rabbi Huda. Why does Rabbi Huda say that you have to tear a separate tear not to just extend the opening of the neckline? If he tears something, it's two parts. It has to look like it's torn. It can't just look like it's part of the beged. By all mason, you can sew it up irregularly after shloshim, after what's called shiva, and you can sew it up regularly that you can't even see it ever was torn. After shloshim, alav v'imo sholachar lamed. By father and mother, you can't even sew it irregularly with big stitches, so it looks like it was torn till after shloshim. Ve'eno ma'achalom, you can never sew it back completely. The ha'isha sholosu la'alter and make voda. A woman is allowed to sew it up immediately with big stitches. Out covered should be tzanua, and that's why we pin it up. It's like sholil immediately. He also wrote in Rav Yochanan, "Kol ha'mason rotsa korea b'yad, rotsa korea b'kli." By all mason, you can tear by hand or with a scissor. Al aviv imo b'yad. By aviv imo, it has to be b'yad, but you can have somebody, and by other mason, somebody else can do the kriya for you. You don't have to mamish do it yourself. And by aviv imo, you have to do it. So you have to do it, and you have to do it b'yad. But somebody else can start it. That's what we do. Start it with a scissor, and then a tefach, right, or till. To your heart, you do yourself. By other krovim, we're also knowing the person does it himself, but if somebody else tears the kriya for him, is okay too. Omer abchia barabon of Yochanan, al kol ha'mason kulam bifnim, al ov v'imo korem v'chutz. All other nation you can tear privately. Or some say that you put your hand underneath your overcoat and you can tear so you can't see you're tearing. Right? You don't tear the overcoat. But by Aviv Imo, it has to be take the overcoat off and people will see your tearing. Om Rav Chizda, v'chein l'nasi. Same thing by a nasi, it has to be done publicly. Meisve lahush v'la'ovi l'imo la'ichui v'vad. The kriya of Aviv Imo and a nasi is only similar in the fact that you never sew it back regularly. Ma'ila v'afil l'nasi, even a nasi doesn't have the halacha of what's it called of the b'chutz. Lo levar mi nasi. Right. Nasi has the same din as Ovi V'Imo. Nasi Ashochiv, the Nasi died. Omer Le Rav Chizda, Le Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Kefi Kofi Asisa, the Kumala, the Ach V'Kriya Le'Alma. Turn over, what's it called, the mortar that you have, stand up on a box, and be Korea, everybody can see her being Korea. Al Chacham Cholitzim Yamin, for Islamat Talmud Chacham who dies. So again, the mitzvah, the minig of chalitza, they uncovered their right shoulder. Al avdezim is small. The avdezim, you uncovered your left shoulder. Al nasi mikana mekana. And for a nasi, you uncovered both shoulders. Okay. Tomer Rabbanan, Chacham shemesh beis medrash or bottle. Talmud Chacham dies, his beis medrash is bottle. That's covered for him. Avdeisin shemeis kol batei medrashos shebeiro b'teilin. And Avdeisin, and all the batei medrashos in his city are bottled for the levaya. V'nichnasim beis hakneses, the meshanis mekoman, they go to shul, and they change their places. Hayosh mitzofen, yosh midorim, hayosh midorim, yosh mitzofen. People sat in the south, in the north. Right? Everybody is considered like an oval on a nasi. Nos on a abdes in his city. Nasi shemes beis midrashos kulam b'teilim. Right? Who? What's it called? When a nasi dies, all the bati midrashos and all the cities are bati. Rashi. Vayikarin l'shnayim ein korin l'shenira k'shnayim means that what's it called? When you tear something, it looks like two. Ma'avdu kamisof. V'nira beis hatzaver kera acher. So by the notice, since it says shnayim, it means it has to look like you tore it. It can't look like you just extended the neckline. Sholel bashkiri, whatever that is. Ma'acha kanta. One means tofer kedarka. One means you sew it up with big stitches, so it's nicker that it was torn. The other one is you sew it up in such a way that it doesn't look like it was torn anymore. Korea bikli sakim. Kedeshul yatsra beget. You can tear it with a knife, because when you tear with a knife, you can make a nice tear. Even tear, right, and sew it up again. So by shar krovim, where you can sew it up again, it's kedai to do it with a kli. So later on, after the shloshim, you could sew it up. But by ovin v'imo, you can't sew it up ever regular. So therefore, you tear without a kli, you tear with your hands and ruin the beged. Korea mifnim tachas hamaktorin shavo. You can do it underneath the overcoat. She'eno korea michutz leinakol. You don't do it publicly. V'chein l'nasi korin b'chutz. And nasi also has, just like father and mother, have to be outside. Lo hushvu rabo v'abezim v'nasi v'chol hanav d'tani masnisa v'avdu imo. All the ones that you're chayav to be korea on, rabo, abezim, and nasi, don't have the same dinim though of a mother and father. Elo le'ichui. The only thing that are similar is that you don't she'ein m'machim ba'om. You never sew it up regular. Avalo hushvu l'avdu imo l'kro b'chutz. Mashma though, that if you have to tear it publicly, that it's not the same thing by a nasi. Lahai lohushlu, dal oviv korea bachus, dal kulan in a korea bachus. Mercy is not true, no. Kthiasi, so hafocha machteshes va'amodo leho, turn over the mortar and stand on it so people can see you. The kara kadesh yeruchu kolam kishatikra, everybody should be able to see it. Chochem mumuna le'ir, shemavakshin menuho ra, rav in his shul is bottle, his yeshiva is bottle, for his levaya. The avazin of a city, the whole city is bottled. Choletz kosik miyamin, beis medrasha b'telen, osun shragil nun l'otom b'ti, the place that he usually is the one, he's the rav, the rashiva, his place is bottled. But an avazin, the whole city, and a nasi, all of Klal Yisrael.